WTVQ. Hello and welcome to Shannon's Corner. I am Shannon Devereaux-Sanford, and thank you so much for joining us here today on your favorite radio station, WTBQ. And don't forget, we are now 93.5 FM as well as our very faithful 1110 AM. And I hope you're doing well today. It is a nice day here in the Northeast. Nice day to feel good, a nice day to be healthy. And I hope that's just what you are being, very healthy today. In fact, I hope you're being very healthy every day. And if you're not, if you feel that your spring needs to have a little, well, should I say it? Spring in your step, then you need to listen to us today, because I'm going to talk with Dr. Thomas Campbell, who was a co-author of the China Study, which is a very interesting study. And if you don't know about it, we're going to talk about it in a little bit. But it addresses how to eat and how to eat so that you don't get sick, so that you reverse any sort of problems you might have, so that you take care of yourself, because, you know, we know the saying, we are what we eat. But you need to know that, I think, in a bigger way. And I get a lot of diet books that come to me, and I don't usually want to do them, but this is not really a diet book. This is really a healthy eating plan book that is really based in study and science. We're going to talk about that right now with Dr. Thomas Campbell. And let me just tell you that the book is The Campbell Plan. It's a simple way to lose weight, reverse illness, using the China Study's whole food plant-based diet. And I want to welcome Dr. Campbell to Shannon's Corner. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you, Shannon, for the opportunity to be on.
Well, thank you for sharing this with our listeners. I mean, for those that don't know what the China Study is and how important it is, now you co-authored this with your father, and it was really a breakthrough study. And why is it important, and how can it make us, aside from losing weight, which is always the main goal for most people, but it's a bigger goal, I think, of staying healthy and active longer without disease. And what does the China Study have to do with this?
Well, the China Study, the book, was named after a research project that had been done a couple decades earlier, but the book that we did and published first in 2005 was really making the case from my dad's long research career, as well as the research of many other clinicians and scientists, was making the case that nutrition is likely far more important than most people realize, both in the prevention of disease and also the treatment and reversal of disease. And furthermore, that the best nutrition was likely to be a whole food plant-based diet, which is, you know, minimizing or cutting out animal foods and processed foods.
Are you talking totally about vegetarianism here?
Yes, it's going in that direction. But when I people talk to me about vegan and vegetarian, this is a little bit different. Those eating styles are defined by what they cut out of the diet, and a whole food plant-based diet is really defined by what you're adding into your diet. And focused on whole foods, not, you know, you can have a very unhealthy vegan diet, in my opinion, tons of processed foods and so forth.
Right.
This is really focused on adding back whole foods, fruits, vegetables, and whole grains, beans, legumes, and so forth.
Now, let me just tell our listeners that you are an MD, you are a doctor, you are a family physician, you treat patients like all of us every day. Do you find that those that have a healthier diet that's plant-based are healthier in general, as far as sickness and everyday illnesses that, you know, creep on up on us as we age?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, studies time and time again have shown that people eating more plant-based diet have lower weight, they're thinner, and often have other general healthier lifestyles, but also have lower cardiovascular disease risk, in some studies lower cancer risk. It goes across a wide variety of illnesses, much lower diabetes risk. It's quite profound, actually, how important our lifestyle is in terms of our health.
What we eat,
and it's not just, I mean, yes, it's great to look good. We all want to look good in the summer when we're out on the beach or something, but this is about long-term health. You know, without your health, we're in trouble. If you start losing your health, that nothing else matters as much. Mm. And this is about being as healthy as possible for as long as possible, but and feeling better.
and feeling better. I mean, that's the key. I mean, I think over 40, you know, it's great to look good in a bathing suit, but we don't do it as much, and it, you know, our body changes. So I think the goal should be to be healthy, and then just find where your body is a natural point, and keep it up with being healthy. I know you talk about sugar and refined plants and things like that, but what about sugar? We hear so much about sugar today. Yet, even if you eat plant foods or a plant-based diet or a vegetarian diet, there's still a lot of sugar in that. Is sugar that much of a culprit?
Well, I think sugar is a problem, not for what it is, but for what it isn't. Sugar is a very, very, as you mentioned, a very highly refined food. I mean, you've taken a plant, an original plant, which is it's mostly either beet, sugar beet, or sugar cane. You've taken away all the fiber, all the protein, minerals, vitamins. You've taken everything away, and you're just left with naked calories with almost no nutrition. And studies have shown that sugar is actually quite addictive, in the classical sense of addiction. It's also people who eat more sugar, you know, therefore, because of it, usually take in more calories, and they don't get as many good nutrients when they have sugar. So sugar can be a problem, and particularly in our culture, sugar's it's ubiquitous. I mean, it's in so much stuff, and people are absolutely eating tons and tons of sugar. All of that being said, I think that the focus on sugar as the cause of all of our problems is a little bit short-sighted. I mean, we have to look at the bigger picture and look at dietary patterns rather than just one ingredient. And, you know, what nutrition science has shown over and over again, it's not only just refined foods. I mean, nobody is going to sit, you know, get on your show and talk about the benefits of sugar, but it's also about, you know, having more whole plants, less animal foods, and that dietary pattern. So it's not just the, you know,
it's not just the sugar, right? No, I get that. It's how you eat overall, and again, it's plant-based diet. Now, the China study, which we mentioned that you co-authored with your father, sold over a million copies, and certainly has obviously been read by over a million people. And it inspired the 2011 documentary Forks Over Knives. And in this book, you explain the China study a little bit more and go a little bit further into things in the three food groups, the daily practices, things you need to do. And you also answer questions. What is the main question that you get about the China study?
Well, there's a lot of follow-up questions about the specifics of the diet. You know, whole food plant-based diet sounds kind of vaguely, you kind of get it, you kind of don't, but then you try to do it and people kind of wonder, well,
what do I eat?
Soy?
Right.
You know, I heard something about soy and what about oil? I thought oils were healthy and those are some biggies. And, you know, I address those in the book. Another biggie is kids, you know, sure, I'll go more plant-based, as an adult, but you know, if I'm pregnant or if there's a child in the house, you know, I start getting nervous about doing that. And so there's a lot of questions about kids. So there's a lot of specific questions. And the more specific the question, sometimes it's hard to come up with a definitive answer because nutritional science doesn't really work that way. But, you know, we know a lot about these questions. And the big thing that I recommend to people, even when they get sort of lost in the specifics, is to think about two questions when you are deciding whether, you know, what you have is healthy or not, whether you should be eating it or not. The first question is this food a plant or animal?
And, so does it have parents? If it has parents, we don't want it is basically the kind of guideline?
Yeah, and if you got a plant, you're headed in the right direction most likely.
Okay.
Second question is it whole or processed? Does it look like something that you find in a farmer's market or on a farm table or somewhere? If it has all the components of the original whole plant, then you've got another winner. So those two questions, if you start building your diet around, you know, those whole plants, things are going to take care of themselves.
You have a chapter in Making It Stick, and Making It Stick is kind of hard to, you know, incorporate in your everyday life. But if you, let's say you're very healthy, it's maybe easier to make it stick, and if you go off a little bit, well, so what, you get back on and you're fine. But does this work if you already have some disease or you're already sick? Can you reverse the disease by changing your diet?
Yeah, I think that's what's the most, you know, there's a lot of diet fads, and One of the, and this is, you know, the vegan diet fad, or if you sort of lump it in with that, this is, there's a fad element to that. But I think one of the most exciting things, and the reason people get passionate about this and become lifelong advocates, is that ability to reverse disease. So now there's good research showing that advanced heart disease can be reversed using diet and lifestyle. And the drugs and procedures we do just do not do that. We do not treat the cause of heart disease using the drugs and the procedures. I'm not suggesting to all your listeners to avoid the doctor and the drugs and procedures, but I'm saying that if you want to treat the cause of the illness, we've shown that you can reverse it, but it's a lifestyle intervention. The recent research from Dr. Dean Ornish in California showing that early stage prostate cancer can actually be halted, perhaps even reversed in the early stages after a year. Now, that's revolutionary. That's using diet and lifestyle. And diabetes, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, you know, losing weight, which is, of course, the diet book.
Right, part of it, yeah.
Objective, but...
Well, but doesn't the losing weight often come with just changing your diet? I mean, the goal should not be... I think the goal should be being healthy, and if you lose weight, then what's coming off is what's not meant to be there, right?
That's right. Yeah, I think you could probably lose weight if you restricted yourself only to vanilla Twinkies for the next month.
I don't know if you, could. But maybe.
You'd get sick of it after a few days and you'd start taking in fewer calories. I don't know. But
I hear you. So, eating healthy.
You can lose weight
a
whole bunch of ways,
right,
but you're spot on. It's got to be long-term health.
Yeah, no question. Now, you're up in Rochester, New York, and you have the Campbell Center for Nutrition Studies in Ithaca, actually. And you live in Rochester, and you're part of Cornell as well. Do you find that in this day and age, since we are living longer, that people are adopting this with much more enthusiasm because we want to do just that, live longer and be healthy?
Well, I think there's a little bit of a tipping point. I mean, clearly, I live in the real world, and I don't have a nutritional practice, so I see normal people, you know, who come to me not because of nutrition, but because their belly hurts or whatever.
Right, right.
And, you know, it's this type of plant-based diet is a long way away from the standard American diet, and it's a fairly small segment of the population that really knows about it and is embracing it.
But just going to say it's a great thing that you're incorporating the two, the traditional medicine route with the nutritional, because I think that we've gone too far one way. So, and anybody who's a little bit more nutritional or a little bit different seems to be on the fringes, but they're coming in, like you, more into the medical world and incorporating both. So instead of just giving us a pill, maybe changing our diet first to see if that works, which I think is a brilliant idea. And this is a brilliant book, I must say. It's a really wonderful book, The Campbell Plan, The Simple Way to Lose Weight and Reverse Illness, Using the China Study Whole Food Plant-Based Diet. Dr. Thomas Campbell, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thank you so much for the chance to be on your show.
It was terrific. Thank you so much. Everyone, everything is on Shannon's Corner. You can go there, and there's a direct link to his link, a hot link on Shannon's Corner, to the book and to Dr. Campbell's site. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk in a little bit different diet. We're going to talk maybe getting rid of some of the digital stuff in your life and try.